pages 16 and 17. Page 16 is a brightly coloured graphic of a garden with flowers, shrubs and garden accessories set against a green background. And the title in blue and pink lettering is Fareham in Bloom 2023 Winners. We are delighted to announce the winners and runners-up in this year's online Fareham in Bloom competition. Gardening enthusiasts entered the competition by submitting photographs online or by email. There were six categories to choose from, and the public could vote for their favourites by liking the images on our Facebook page or by submitting their favourites via email. The two gardens that received the highest number of votes in five of the six categories were visited by a member of the judging panel, along with a community volunteer. For the something small category, judging of the two favourite entries took place based on the photos and descriptions submitted. Winners will receive their prizes and certificates at a special tea party in the Mayor's Parlour in October. Once again, the competition was proudly sponsored by St Margaret's Nursery and Fareham Shopping Centre. Page 17 is a list of the winners in bright blue and pink lettering. On the right-hand side of both pages are photographs of the winning gardens in each category. The winners in each category are as follows. Best Garden, Alan Howsam and John Hooper. Young Green Fingers, Oliver and Isabella Ray. Community Floral Display, Keeping Sarasbury Green Association. Commercial, Park Gate Primary School. Sustainable Garden, Melanie Gray. Something Small, Patricia Kelly Blythe. The runners-up in each category are Best Garden, Claire Dole. Young Green Fingers, Joshua Clifton. Community Floral Display, Burnham Wood and Tanglewood. Commercial, Redlands Primary School. Sustainable Garden, Julia Scott. Something Small, Elizabeth Quinn. More images from the winning entries and runners-up can be viewed at www.fareham.gov.uk/inbloom.